Good evening, this is our new Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 18th January 2022. Top stories for today: new COVID-19 infections jumped to 3,245 in Malaysia's latest COVID log within the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, about 97.8% of the adult population in the country were fully vaccinated, and 41% of them received the COVID-19 booster dose as of yesterday. Further details on the COVID-19 situation, according to state, will be updated on the COVID Now portal. Thai Pusam celebrated today on a low-key basis for a second year in a row due to the threat of the Omicron COVID-19 variant looming at large, raises dissatisfaction among the Hindu community over the tight COVID-19 restrictions. Human Resource Minister Dato Sri M. Saravanan earlier today said that Indians are feeling unhappy given the strict SOP in place for Thai Pusam activities and have started to lose faith in the government. A street protest against embattled MACC Chief Commissioner Tan Sri Azam Baki by the Catch Azam Baki movement will take place at 11 a.m. on January 22nd in front of the Sogo shopping mall. The movement cited disappointment over the apparent inaction by Azam Baki for trying to avoid addressing structural issues by refusing to cooperate regarding his stock purchasing activities. On the international front, at least two people are confirmed to have died in Tonga following the undersea volcanic blast that sent tsunami waves toward the island nation and across the Pacific over the weekend, officials said. Aid agencies reported extensive damage in the Pacific island today as early indications were emerging through patchy satellite phone contact with Tonga, surveillance flights and satellite images 3 days after the volcanic eruption. Back-to-back earthquakes struck the west of Afghanistan yesterday, causing houses and buildings to collapse, killing at least 22 people. More than 700 houses have been damaged, and at least 4 children were among those found dead in the rubble. And the postal service in China has ordered its workers to disinfect international deliveries after authorities claimed mail could be the source of recent COVID-related outbreaks. The public has been urged to reduce orders from overseas as China sticks to a strict policy of targeting zero COVID cases. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit asrawani.com for more on these stories.